Blog Talk Radio.
I just forgot. I'd heard it before, but I just forgot it was there. Anyway, I love listening to Andy Williams' voice. I always have. I always have. He used to have a TV show, a variety show, and I remember his Christmas specials. It was really awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. Sleigh bells ring. We have something that we need to take care of because it's happened to the world again. It's happened to us because he's okay now, you know. God decided you've been here long enough. You've done what I wanted you to do. Now it's time to go home. B.J. Thomas left us yesterday. And the only thing the man ever said was back in March, he announced that he had fourth stage lung cancer and would be having it treated in Texas, which is where he lived. And he lasted 9 more weeks and he died yesterday. But lung cancer, oh gosh, I watched my grandpa died from emphysema, and that wasn't nearly as painful as lung cancer is. You lose bit by bit, and you can't breathe, and it's so painful. I'm so, so sorry that a talented man like that died in that fashion. I hope they could do something for his pain towards the end. I don't know. They never tell you that. but we lost him yesterday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. This man did gospel songs as well as the songs we know him for. You know? Everybody remembers Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. BJ did that song. He did that song. And I just can't help believing he did that one. And there are many others. And I'm going to do his biography thing from Wikipedia. So we'll hear a lot more about the things he did. But right now, I'm going to play one of his gospel songs. And thank you, John, for sending these. Because it made it much more manageable. You're a treasure, dude. You're a treasure. So this is BJ Thomas doing the gospel song, He's Got It All in Control.
He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I've put my life in His hands. I've put my life in His hands. So every road I walk down, I'm sure is in His plan. 'Cause I've put my life in His hand. He holds the stars in the sky. He holds the land back from the sea. And if He can do all of that, He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control.
As His children, we shouldn't always be forgetting that, but we are. We're always trying to grab a little of that control back for ourselves. Well, we need to knock off that. We won't. We'll keep doing it. That's the nature of children. Not always what's best, not always what they know is best, but what the moment dictates they need to do. Well, we don't need to do that. God's got it. God's got it. Okay. Quick run through, and then we'll do the rest of things. His name was Billy Joe Thomas. Billy Joe. Imagine that. BJ. Okay. He was born on August 7th, 1942. And he died yesterday, May 29th, 2021. He was widely known for his pop country and his Christian hits of the 60s and 70s. Some of his popular recordings were Hooked on a Feeling. If you don't know that one, you weren't listening. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Hey, Won't You Play, another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. It was a pretty biggie. Those were just three of them. I mean, goodness. He had so many. He was born in Hugo, Oklahoma, on August 7th, 1942, as I said, and he grew up in and around Houston, Texas. He graduated from Lamar Consolidated High School in Rosenberg. Texas really ain't so big as they want us to believe. There are so many towns so close together. It's amazing. And let's see, before his solo career, he sang in the church choir and then joined the musical group The Triumphs with Tim Griffith on the lead guitar, Tom Griffith on bass, Denver Zeke Zadka on keyboards, and Don Drakenberg, who was vocals and sax, Ted Mensick on drums. Wow. During his senior year of high school, he made friends with Roy Head of Roy Head and the Traits, of which I heard, so that's okay. Must be a Texas thing. And those bands were in several Battle of the Bands in the 60s. That was a thing in the 60s, Battle of the Bands. That was a fun thing, a safe thing for the teenagers to do, and it was awesome. You got to hear bands that one day made it really big. And it only cost you the price of admission, which I think was a dollar. It just wasn't anything. They just wanted kids to come there. In 1966, BJ and the Triumphs released the album I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry on Pacemaker Records. And it featured the Hank Williams song I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. The single sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. The follow-up single, Mama, peaked at number 22 the same year. And then BJ released a solo album with the same title on Scepter Records. He came back to achieve mainstream success again in 68. First with The Eyes of a New York Woman. Then 5 months later with the much bigger hit, Hooked on a Feeling, which featured the sound of Ray Young's electric guitar. No, sitar, excuse me. Thomas's second million-selling record a year later, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid featured, yes, yeah, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which won the Academy Award for Best Original Song that year and hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in January of 1970. Its sales also exceeded 1 million copies, with Thomas being awarded his third gold record. The song was also released on an album of the same title. His other hits of the 1970s were Everybody's Out of Town, I Can't Help Believing, and it was covered by Elvis Presley in 1970. And No Love at All. Well, I might get that. 1978 probably went with BJ's hit. No Love at All, Mighty Clouds of Joy, and rock and roll lullaby. So the dude really had it together. Okay, what Bacharach said, Tom never turned rock and roller because he was and is a country singer. And like most, he does better with the real stuff. No Love at All comes close for a pop song, and he broke with Hank Williams' cover. So, you know what? He made it on the pop charts. We always listened to him on the pop stations. We never listened to the country stations to hear B.J. Thomas. It was on the pop stations. So I'm not quite sure how accurate that particular statement is. That's how that person felt. So that's okay. They can feel that way. Thomas's earlier hits were with Scepter Records, which was his for 6 years. He left Scepter in 1972 and spent a short period in 73 and 74 with Paramount Records. During that time, he released two albums, Longhorns and London Bridges. In 75, he released the album Reunion on ABC Records. And ABC had absorbed Paramount by then. And it contained Hey, Won't You Play? Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, which we were always, when we heard that, we would always go, okay, another somebody, yeah, I guess there's enough of them. He could say another one. And it took a while for us as young adults, you know, 1920, it took a while for us to really glom on to another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, because it was like, do we have to go there again? But it worked. And it was the longest titled number one hit ever on Pop 100. And it was Thomas's first big hit since 1972. And he got his fourth gold record. So he just kept on going. It was a steady pace. He didn't just hit it hot and flame out. He kept going at a steady pace. In 1976, Thomas released Home Where I Belong. And that was on Myrrh Records, the first of several gospel albums. And it was the first Christian album to go platinum. And he became the biggest contemporary Christian musical artist of the period. And that's something you never heard about in the pop music world. He wasn't there in the pop music world with his gospel music. That's too bad, because it would have been really, really awesome. And on MCA Records, he and Chris Christian recorded what would be his last top 40 hit single, Don't Worry Baby, on his last pop album, which also included the adult contemporary hit Still the Lovin' Is Fun. Oh, well, I could have told them that. All they had to do was ask. We wouldn't have known that. During the 80s, his success on the pop charts began to wane. But many of his singles reached the upper regions in the country singles chart, including two 1983 chart toppers, Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love, and New Looks from an Old Lover, 1984, as well as Two Car Garage, which reached number 3 on the country charts in 81. On his 39th birthday, Thomas became the 60th member of the Grand Old Opry. Okay, by then nobody was paying much attention, so it's okay. And the Opry classified him as a non-regular guest artist because his membership lapsed later. So, you know, he also had, remember Growing Pains?
Yeah.
that TV serial, Growing Pains, he had another hit recording the theme of that television show, As Long As We Got Each Other. And it was a single for him that first season, but was re-recorded as a duet with Jennifer Warrens after that for the second and third seasons. And it was re-recorded again for the show's fourth season with Dusty Springfield. But the Thomas Warrens version was reinstated for season 5 and some of season 7. And Thomas first released his track on his 85 album, Throwing Rocks at the Moon, which is an exercise in futility. You're never going to reach that. So, you know, this dude did so many cool things. He was just always busy. He wrote 2 books, his autobiography titled Home Where I Belong, starred in the movies Jory and Jake's Corner, and he did several singles for commercials, including Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Bell Telephone. So he was something else. He was something else. In December 31st of 2011, he was featured halftime performer at the 2011 Hyundai Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas. Right, we all know about that. Uh-huh. Sorry, I follow football and missed that one. On April 2nd, 2013, he released The Living Room Sessions, an album with acoustic arrangements of well-known hits. It features guest appearances with established and emerging vocalists accompanying him on 7 of the album's 12 tracks. So, hey, just drop by BJ's living room, you know. You can help him with this recording. I thought that was pretty cool. Come on in. Sounds a lot like what Elvis did with his recordings. Hey, everybody, come on. Come in the living room. I feel like singing, and you're going to help me. I don't know if he ever really said that, but why not? You know, that would have worked. On December 3rd of 2013, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences announced that his 1969 single, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, would be inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Wow. It took a long time, but it got there. Yeah. Everybody kept singing that song. It doesn't matter how old it got. Everybody kept singing that song. It seems like every new batch of kids that would come up would learn and know that song. You know, we sang it in junior year high school. It just keeps on going. Just like the Ever Ready Bunny. Okay. I don't know where that came from. Just never mind. On June 25th of 2019, the New York Times magazine listed BJ Thomas among hundreds of artists whose material was reportedly destroyed in the 2008 Universal Fire. But there had to be some copies somewhere because it's still around. It's just the original copies, the original transcripts, things like that were lost. In December of 1968, Thomas married singer-songwriter Gloria Richardson, and they had 3 daughters. Paige was born in 1970. Nora was adopted from North Korea in 1978. And Erin, E-R-I-N, was born in 1979. Shortly after Thomas' career began, he became dependent on drugs and alcohol, which led to his marriage nearly ending. On January 28, 1976, he became a Christian, less than a month after Gloria did. And most press sources indicated that Thomas had been sober since he and Gloria reconciled in 1976. And then March 23rd, 2021, Thomas announced on his official Facebook page that he had stage 4 lung cancer and was being treated in Texas. He died approximately 9 weeks later on May 29th at his home in Arlington, Texas, at the age of 78. But he lived a good, full life. And he did what he loved all that time. So, you know, we are going to miss him. We're going to miss the number of songs that he put out for us. But you know what? It's better than having never had him at all. And your phone's ringing.
Yeah, no.
Hit that decline button, girl. Call me later. Bye.
Have you.
All right. Now, after we've done BJ's musical life, we didn't cover anything else, just his musical life, and that was all right, because that's what we know him for. That's what he was treasured for, was his musical talents. So it's okay that we focused on that. We all know that there was a personal side to BJ Thomas, but that's okay. Let his personal life stay personal. His wife would probably want it that way because those are her treasured memories, and we want her to keep those. Okay, so here is a second song that John sent me that BJ Thomas did. And I know he did many, many more. We've only got two today. But here is I Want to Be More Like Jesus.
What kind of man would wash men's feet, get pushed around, then turn the other cheek? I want to be more like him every day in every way. So little time he took for himself, he was more concerned for everybody else. I want to be more like him every day in every way. As tears of pain fell from his eyes, he prayed for those who had him crucified. I want to be more like him.
Yeah, and that's where knowing a little bit more about his personal life would come in handy. It's like, Did he accomplish that? Mm-hmm. I bet he did. I bet he did.
Yeah. Lovely.
I'm going to read you John 14, verse 2. It says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have said, I would have, blah." Okay, let's start that one over again. I'm reading, I'm trying to read this verse out loud while I'm silently reading the verse before it. That doesn't work. Did you notice?
Yes, I did.
Let's start at the verse before then, Jenny. Just, you know, it's okay. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." So guys, we know where BJ is. And we know where we're going. And we'll have some scriptures later that tell us how we know. And it is really, really beautiful. Here's Elvis singing "In My Father's House."
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, the word had told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion there, I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know soon there'll come a bright tomorrow, when the world will all be free from sin and strife. Do not shun the Savior's love from up in glory. The gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If you're true then to this land you'll surely
comforting. So very comforting. So how do we know that we're going to be with the Father in his mansions? I found something online this morning when I was doing music for the show that cited some scriptures that kind of told you how you can tell, you know? So I thought, hey, that would be totally awesome. So Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But by grace, God gives us that gift for the asking. For the asking. Give your life to God. And he gives you that gift. He saves your soul from the sins of the world. But you've got to ask for that. It's a gift, but you've got to ask for it. But don't believe that if you go out and you devote money to this and you devote time to that, or you volunteer at that hospital in the children's ward, or you give money to this charity or that charity, or you feed this many poor or give homes to this many, don't think that that's going to do it. That will not get you in heaven, okay? That will not get you home to be with the Father. That's what's called good works. And it's wonderful to do all that stuff, but it's not going to get you to heaven, okay? If you can do that after God has given you the grace of forgiveness, then what you're doing is the second thing, okay, which, let's see, John 12:26. I love this. This is awesome. I hope you guys are just a little bit patient because this is a big Bible, man. Okay. What did I say? John 12, yes. What this says is the second way you can tell if you're going to heaven, if you're going to go home to be with the Father, is that you become a servant of God out of your heart. Not because you're doing good works to be saved, because that doesn't work. You become a servant of God to do what he wants you to do, whether it's giving things or helping or singing or preaching or whatever. You're doing it because God said do it. You've become a servant of God. And that's the second way you tell, because you're doing it with joy in your heart and willingly. He's not having to wrestle you down and make you do it. Now, what John 12:26 says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And that means you're going to go and be with Jesus. You're going to have that place. You don't have to earn it. But you will voluntarily do what the Father asks of you. And that is a sign that you're going to heaven, because you are God's child. You have asked him to take your sin away and take you into his arms. And he's done that. And that is what makes you want to help and be a useful hand of the Father. Okay. Now I've got one more here for a third reason. And this is like so totally cool. Because we just read John 14 verse 2. And that's where I'm going to start, because we're targeting verse 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. So, hey, guys, peaceful heart. Be at peace knowing that Jesus is coming again. And if you are that child that has asked for forgiveness and become a child of God and be taken unto God's bosom, being held in his arms, sitting on his lap, sitting at his feet. Heck, sitting across the room would be good. You know what I mean? So, and then you're doing whatever God wants you to do without whimpering and whining, without any, oh, I don't want to. You know how kids do with their parents. But if you're doing it with a joyful heart, and you've got a peace in your heart, knowing that Jesus has promised to come again and gather his children unto him, and then we're all going to go to those mansions. Now, you know, some of us, like me, are going to request a little cabin at the edge of the woods. A mansion's too big. There's going to be so many people in those mansions, and it's going to be so wonderful. You can go there, and you can sing and just praise God and be in joy with all of his children. I don't know if we're going to need rest when we're there or not. Maybe we'll just choose to rest sometimes. But, you know, there are times to be in those mansions. There are times to praise God in your own heart, which, of course, by then we won't have hearts, so that's just, like, metaphor stuff. But, you know, guys, it's just, it's all in the Bible. You can receive the gift of grace. You can know that it's real and true because you want to do the things that God wants you to. And he will always let you know. You might want to deny it, but that little voice in your head that you're arguing with, hey, don't argue so hard. You just don't want to argue with that voice. And then you're going to have a peace in your heart because you know that Jesus is coming back to get you. He's coming back to get all his children. And we're all going to go to be home with the Father and with Jesus, his son, who is our brother. So guys, don't be in despair. Because I know it does overtake you. It does me as well. We are human. And we have our doubt times. But look to your Bible. It's all there. The comfort. Get a concordance if you don't have one. You need one. And you'll be able to find the help. And the promises. And the leading. In your Bible. Do it, because the peace that you will have sometimes just touching the Bible, maybe opening it randomly, read whatever's in front of you. Sometimes that has a comfort in it that you're looking for. Not always, but many times it will. Give it a shot. What have you got to lose, right? Except your unrest, your unsurety, your feeling of not belonging, of not being loved. All that's going to go away. It's going to sneak back in once in a while. You know, yeah, we're human. We let that garbage in sometimes. But we don't have to keep it. We don't have to keep it. A simple little prayer, walking down the sidewalk, sitting at your desk, taking a shower. What the hey, you know? It doesn't matter where you are. Heck, lying in bed next to the person you love, getting ready to go to sleep. Say a little prayer. That's all it takes. And you can just be right there. No matter what, it's always there. He will never take it away from you. You can throw it away, but he'll never take it away. So there you go. I have a request from Susan from Boyzone that's titled No Matter What. Surprised. I think it's wonderful. It really, really did. I like that. And I'm glad I saw it in my library because I forgot to write it down. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Okay. Yeah, we got stuff. I just sit there and look at my list and go, oh, wow. Thank you, John. There's so much wonderful music out there, you know? And here's one. This is cool. Now, what this says, John sent this to me, okay? And it says that Elvis sings most, but not all, but not quite all, of Crying in the Chapel with the Jordanaires from 1960. So here is most, but not quite all, of crying in the chapel.
Yeah, it's WW0385, take one.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give me another start.
Got who? Got who?
Don't. Oh, after the intro.
Yeah, Charlie, don't chicken shit out now. Hang in there.
You. Yeah, get the whisper on where we go. Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord.
Knees and pray.
What? What? Y'all, we got saying. Okay.
And there you have most of crying in the chapel.
That laugh.
I love it that he's having fun.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's awesome. It just wouldn't be worth anything if he wasn't having fun doing it, you know what I mean? So I love it that he's having fun. And here is something he found that I never knew existed. I know about the box tops. Do you remember the box tops from the 60s?
No.
Okay. I remember the box tops because it always made me think of those little coupon things that used to be on the top of the cereal boxes. And if you saw something they would advertise on TV, you send in 4 box tops and a dime or something. Oh, boy, that was a while ago. Anyway. That's how I remember the group, the Box Tops. Yeah, so they were a pop band, you know? They did pop music. What the heck? And here I am so often surprised, and I love it. I absolutely love the surprises like this. Here is a gospel song by the Box Tops. I shall be released.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not needed. So I remember
every day now,
go. And I've always loved that song. Every time I hear it, I love it more. I don't think I've ever heard a bad rendition of that song.
No, that's true.
God must have his finger in that pie. Love it. Love it. So here's Elvis with a reminder for all of us. Only believe. Robert, however you pronounce his last name, John sent me that song. And it's, I know everybody's going to say, oh, I prefer Elvis singing it. I love the way Elvis does it better and all of this stuff. I know that, guys, but more people than Elvis did some of these songs, and they are beautifully done. And we just need to make a little room to listen and enjoy. Okay, so here's Carol Robertson, Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Oh, yes. And we'll have another one by him a little bit later. And it's one that grabbed my attention quite some time ago, because everybody is saying that Elvis, this is Elvis, this is Elvis. And guys, I'm sorry, when I play this other song from Carol Robertson, it's not Elvis. Elvis never recorded that song. So look it up and you'll find out it's not Elvis, okay? I'm sorry, but it does sound kind of like him, but it's not. It's Carol Robertson. Elvis never recorded that song. So, and that's the next song from Carol that I'm going to play. Elvis did not record. So, and I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
It turned up. I'm singing it. It's really good.
And it's a beautiful song. And if you look it up on Facebook, you'll see that somebody put it in there that it's done by Elvis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're wrong. It's not. So anyway, we will do an Elvis song now. It's called Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing,
stand by me,
when I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Never lost the battle. Cool. That means when you ask him to come and help you in whatever battle you're engaging in, he's going to be there to help you. Because he's never going to leave you unless you kick him out. And please don't ever do that. Because you will feel empty. And you won't like that. Just ask him to come help you when you're waging a battle, and he's going to be there. I'm going to play a song now, and I'm going to play this for John, because I know that he really loves this song. And it's by the Stamps. Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
If they do it by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. Here's something else that's absolutely beautiful. John sent this to me today as well. Barbara Streisand, One God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What else is there to say, right? Just,
that was awesome.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That woman has got a set of lungs on her. Whoa.
Yes.
Yes. Here's another. This gal was around 40 years ago. 50 years ago. I don't know. In the 70s. When I first heard of her, it was in the 70s. And she's always been mostly a gospel singer. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think she is married to Vince Gill. So she's been around a while, and she's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful. This is a song that John sent because God has many names. So here is a song that Amy Grant sings about his name, El Shaddai. That was not Amy Grant. That was Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And that's what happens when you click the wrong button. You got to look first. I haven't learned that yet, evidently. But anyway, yes, John sent that saying we got to keep Ann happy.
Oh,
so there you go, Ann. That was for you. Okay. I'm going to do this one now and cross my fingers that this is Amy Grant doing El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai,
There we go. Now we're back on an even keel. That's very disconcerting when that happens. But that's okay. We got it all done. We got Anne's song done by Sister Rosetta, and we got Amy Grant's song done, El Shaddai. I think that's neat. Yeah, that was very, very nice. So to follow that up, let's do Elvis with He Is My Everything.
Darkness without sunshine or strive to lead my way.
Then a whisper of his voice softly called me
to the arms of my Maker to stay.
That's fantastic. They just changed a few words and it worked. It was wonderful. It wasn't originally a gospel song, but that's fine. That's just fine. Here's a song that John sent me by PJ Proby. You all remember good old PJ, don't you?
Yes, of course I remember PJ.
There you go. PJ was one he sent a whole lot of demos, did a whole lot of them for Elvis. And Elvis did many of the songs. Here is PJ doing I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer, and the still
close to what Elvis does, but, you know, I don't need to say it. It's
no.
Just a given. It's just a given. We all know. It's fine. I've got a song by the Jordanaires that John sent me, and this is cool. It's an old hymn, but it's such a strong song. It's wonderful. Jordanaires doing Power in the Blood.
Oh, lovely.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power.
They do that. That's fantastic. It's one of my favorite hymns. I mean, I've got so many favorite hymns, you know, but that's one of them. And they do it very, very nicely. I like that. All right. Here's a song that John sent me by Slim Whitman.
Oh, yeah.
The Love of God.
The love of Jesus to me is greater than anything else I've ever known. It reaches deeper than any sin stain. It reaches higher than heaven's throne. It brought the Savior from heaven's glory to give his life for a world of sin. Though God of heaven, he condescended to prove to you he is your friend. Down from the throne of glory and set
that reaches down from the throne of glory and sets the vilest sinner free.
All right. He's one of the few that can do that voice break like that, you know, and that's different. Not everybody can do that. So that's really kind of cool. And I'm sitting here looking for that song I said I was going to do, and that's evidently one of those that I got so far as to putting in my computer and then didn't put in the library, so it'll have to come next week. But that's all right. It's still going to be there. It's still going to be the same, and that's okay. We got so many other songs that we're really not going to miss it today, because right now I am going to play an Elvis song, and it's one we all know, and we all just kind of get up and jiggle to, so here we go.
Why don't you swing down, sweet cherry stoppin',
let me ride.
Swing down, cherry stoppin', let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet cherry stoppin', let me ride.
Oh, swing down, stoppin', let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, early Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me. Come and ease it, well, I got home on the other side.
Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a bumpin' on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumpin' of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stopping, let me ride.
Yeah, swing down, chariot, stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, rock me. Come and eat, well, I got home on the other side.
Well, I got the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing down, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side.
Oh, they even put an ending on it. How cool. And I actually found that song by Carol Robertson. It was in my regular library instead of my gospel library, but I found it. So we can't, it makes a big difference without the word gospel in front of it. Oh boy, does it make a difference. Anyway, so here is Carol Robertson doing the song that so many people want to insist Elvis does that Elvis does not do, just because someone on YouTube labeled it as Elvis. Sorry, not Elvis. Maybe one day. But here we go with Carol Robertson doing One Pair of Hands.
Hands on the mountains,
One pair of hands formed the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
does a credible job. Yeah, he does.
When you listen to him sing it, you can hear Elvis sing it. It's so brilliant.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, here's one we can hear Elvis sing. I was born about 10,000 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, there ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled through the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago.
guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know.
I love that. I love that. You can just tell that they're having fun doing that one. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Okay, now how much more emphatic can I be with it? No, I think that about covers it. Yeah, that about covers it. All righty. How about You Better Run? Short and sweet.
Oh, man, you got to feel all that stuff like...
Well, you better run.
And when I say, whoa,
and when I say, whoa,
you better lower.
You better lower.
Run when I say,
well, you'd better run.
And when I say somebody's calling you, you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you, you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you, I feel like my time is long,
long, long, long.
My time is long, long.
Well, I've goodbye falls pretending, Lord, I cannot wait for you. For the Bible declares what will happen, Lord, but the Bible declares.
When I say
somebody's calling you, you better run.
When I say
somebody's calling you, you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you, I feel like my time is low,
long
time is low, long,
long, long. But I met a false pretender. His head was bending low. I met him again the evening. He was headed down a long, lonesome road.
Well, then you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you,
you better run.
And when I say somebody's calling you, you better run.
Get away from here.
Somebody's calling you, I feel like my time is long,
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 long, long.
My time is
long,
long,
long.
I just come in LD.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I got to get that low note. I can't do that. There is no way on this earth that I could ever do that. So that's okay. I am not going to worry about it because I can't change it. Okay. How about where could I go but to the Lord? That's what I've been telling you guys all day. You know, just ask. Just go to God. Just go to God. He's always right there waiting for you. Just do it. And you're going to feel so good. It's nice.
Living below in the soul sinful
temptation soul, now won't you tell me where?
Today. I hope that the music helped whatever you needed, whether it was peace, comfort, reassurance, love. It's all there in the music, guys. It's all there in the music. And you got to believe that whoever wrote these songs was inspired by the Father and the singers of these songs. We're also inspired by the Father, because that's why we feel it when we listen. And, of course, there was a bit of a message in there. I was just about 15 minutes before airtime. It was like, okay, Jenny, this is what you need to do. And I was like, okay. I was just rushing through, writing down the scripture, finding it in the Bible. You know, it's when it comes that close on a show starting, it's kind of hectic.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But hey, you know,
you've done it.
You can always do it if it was a message from on high. So I didn't worry too much about that. I was just like, you know, 20 minutes might have been good, but whatever. Anyway, don't forget, tomorrow we are having a special Memorial Day show. I haven't quite decided whether it's going to be 1 hour or an hour and a half, but it is most likely going to be 1 hour because I have to work tonight and I have to work tomorrow night. So I don't have a great big huge window in the middle of the day. It's going to be the same time of day as my other shows. So you don't have to make an adjustment or anything, except that you're used to listening to Shauna later on a Monday, but she's not going to be doing her show because she's going to be doing her last minute stuff to leave for vacation. So I'll do a memorial show and, come join me. What else you got planned, right? I'll only be in on a picnic out somewhere by the water, getting smashed. for the smeg. You know, don't drink alcohol when you're in the sun, guys. That's not good for you. That kind of hastens the sunburn and makes you sick. Don't do that. If you want to drink beer for Memorial Day, stay in the shade or stay at home. Mostly this day and age here now, stay at home. Watch something on TV that says Memorial Day. Listen to my show because it's all going to be about Memorial Day, and we've got some good stuff. And John said to me when we were putting music together, he said, you're going to make us all cry. And you know what? I hope so. Mm-hmm. Because that means that you still have feelings for our country and for the people that fight to keep us free. So come on over for Memorial Day. It's going to be good. It really is going to be good. And it's a small portion out of your day. If I can stay up to do it, you can come and listen. So I hope you'll be here with me tomorrow. And then the rest of the week will take care of itself. I'll be back on Thursday. And we don't know yet whether Shauna's going to make Wednesday or not. It just depends on how their trip goes. So, hey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right on up here to the A's because we are at 2 minutes and I am going to play Elvis singing Amazing Grace. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
When we first